It's going to be now around a 5-6 hour shiur in an hour. If there's not enough time, we'll have to continue. The truth is that it's almost absurd to try to be mitzamsem, to draw a subject that we want, an inyan, a moment in halacha that we've been waiting for 28 years into a little bit more than 28 minutes. So silly. Each area of this halacha is filled with so many fascinating details and touches upon so many different halachas. The purpose over the next hour is not to discuss hashkafa or machshava, not chassidus, but rather to review very quickly the halachas and the minhagim of Birchas Hachama. In Mitzvah Hashem, by Shabbos HaGadol, or Matzoi Shabbos HaGadol, I'm going to be speaking for around an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes on the subject of Birchas Hachama in our Avodas Hashem, Pnimius. That's not for now. But to begin, we have to say the following. Before we go into the actual halachas and minhagim, there are many wonderful svarim that came out. There's a classic English one by Rabbi Bleich that Art School put out. I remember we used it back in Tuvshin Mem Aleph in 1981. And they made a nicer cover now, and maybe some, they've revised it a bit. And there are many svarim that have come out in Hebrew. And they're all wonderful, and they're all basically following the same mahalach, the same kabbalist that we have regarding this moment in time. And I'm going to be learning with you the halachas and minhagim that each and every one of you can learn in any of these svarim. I'm not going to be saying any chidushim. There's no time for that. It would be interesting to spend more time, but we don't have now. So I really do recommend that everybody here uses one of the English svarim or the many Hebrew svarim that have been published and that are available right now at all the svarim stores, and all the Meichrei svarim would be very, very relieved every time one of them is sold. They'd be holding on to them otherwise for a while. So let's begin just a little bit to understand where we're coming from. Every single day, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sun and for the moon, the Ma'iris. There's an entire part of davening, as you know, that's devoted to this. By the brachas before Kriya Shema, after Yishtabach, weekday, Shabbos, Kel, Baruch, Daldeya, Hechin, Afal, Zahre, Chama, that Hashem is so great and so wise, and He prepared for us, He created the sunlight, the rays of the sun. Toiv Yotzah, Kevay, Lishmai, Ma'iris, Nosan, Sibos, Uzon, Hashem has placed the Ma'iris, the sun and the moon, to give us light and to give us warmth, and Shabbos, Toivim Ma'ores, Shabar Elokeinu, how good and how wonderful are these Ma'ores, these luminaries, these lights that Hashem has prepared for us, the sun and the moon. And Hamei Laaretz, La'adorma Lebarach, Mimu V'tov V'machaz V'chal Yom Tomid Ma'isi Bereshis. Every single day, in His loving kindness, Hashem renews the act of creation. V'machaz V'chal Yom Tomid Ma'isi Bereshis. However, once every 28 years, Klai Yisrael, the Jewish people, go out in the morning. This year we have the remarkable schus of it being Erev Pesach, which is the 12th time in history that that's happened, to go out Erev Pesach and to make this bracha. The bracha that we make is bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. So every single day we thank Hashem, was mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis, that Hashem renews creation. But on this day alone, when we look at the sun for that brief moment, as we'll discuss later on, for a second we look up at the sun, and then we look down in the siddur, we close our eyes, and we make that bracha. That bracha of Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Hashem, who is creating or reenacting creation right now at this moment, Erev Pesach this year. What's special about this bracha? What's special about this day? Since every day of the year, weekday and Shabbos, we thank Hashem for the sun and the moon. And we make a bracha every single morning of our lives, Yetzer HaMa'ayres, thanking Hashem for creating the sun and the moon. So what is it that special? So I think everybody here knows, and again, you should be reading about this and learning up. I know it's a busy time, but everybody has to take advantage. What's, of course, happening is that on Erev Pesach this year, really it's from Tuesday night, Tuesday late afternoon, as the sun is actually leaving, as the sun is setting, this time where the sun returns to the exact same position that it was in that Wednesday or that Tuesday evening of creation. It's in the exact same place, according to the Kabbalah that we have, it's in the exact same place in the sky that it was at the time of the fourth day of creation, Vayas Elokim Mishnei HaMa'iris HaGadolim, that Hashem created these two great lights, the sun and the moon. And the Torah says, Ve'itin Oysem Elokim Berekiah HaShemayim Lahayir Al Ha'aretz, and Hashem placed them into the sky to shine into the world. It's in the exact same place. That's once every 28 years, the Gematria Koach, every 28 years, the sun is found in the exact same place that Hashem originally placed it, where He put it. This is called in Halacha, Machzor HaGadol Shel Chama. Machzor HaGadol, the circuit, the Machzor, from the word Lachzor. We're not going to go into any of the astronomy. It's a huge subject. Those of you who are more scientifically inclined will enjoy it very much. And again, all of these books in English and in Hebrew have clear diagrams and discussions of scientifically how it stems, how it fits with the Kabbalahs that we have from Chazal, and even within Chazal, the different traditions and so on. Without going into the astronomy now, that's itself a very, very complicated and fascinating subject. It's not for now. But this cycle is called Machzor HaGadol, the great cycle or circuit of the sun. And this day, Erev Pesach this year, more than any other day when we make the regular brach of Yotzei Ma'aretz, brings us back to the great power of the Creator, who is Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. The source of this Bracha is a brisa in the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. But the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Haraya Chama B'Tekufasa. If one sees the sun B'Tekufasa in that season, in that time, Tekufasa is also from the word Tokef, its strength, its glory, and its power, its original strength and power. We'll talk about that Mitzvah Shabbos Agol, Motzei Shabbos Agol. The Gemara says, Omer, he says the bracha, Baruch Oisei Bereishis. He makes the bracha, Baruch Oisei Bereishis. Our Nusach is Baruch Oisei Maise, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Oisei Maise Bereishis. The Gemara says, Oisei Bereishis. Rashi explains there, B'tkufasa, Mokem Shechazeres Sham L'tchilas Hekefa. It's the exact spot in the heavens where the sun returns to its original place. Hishas Tlias HaMa'iris. The place where Hashem originally put the Ma'iris, the sun, and the moon, Mi'az Hischidu L'Hakif U'L'Shamesh. And it makes, again, how that works scientifically we're not going to discuss, but that 28 years until it comes back around to that point in Shamayim where it began. The Gemara explains, Ve'emes Ahavi. The Gemara asks, and when is this? Amar Abai. So the Gemara says, Kol Chav Ches Shnin. V'hadamachzer, v'nofla tkufas nisan b'shabsoim, v'urta detlas nagi arba. The Gemara answers, Abai tells us, every 28 years, when the cycle repeats itself, when it comes back, at the time of tkufas nisan, the time of Nisan, Tuesday evening, going into Wednesday, Rashi explains, Kol chav ches shonim shal tkufas nisan, in this time that's called tkufas nisan, every 28 years, when we come back with that machzor gadol we spoke about a minute ago of the sun, when it comes to that time when the sun is back in its original place I'm not going to talk about Shabsai, the constellation, the planets, and so on, the alignment in the heavens. Hishas Tchilas Leil Dal, which is the beginning of Wednesday night. We, of course, wait until Wednesday morning. We'll talk about the exact Zaman in a few minutes. We wait until Wednesday morning. There are some poskim who hold that it should be said Tuesday night at sundown. We don't poskim that way. We make the bracha everywhere in the world. Even though, of course, the focal point of all of this is Yerushalayim, is sunrise in Yerushalayim. But according to Halacha, wherever you are in the world, you would go according to this man of the place that you're in. What exactly is the meaning of that place in Shemayim and the Cheshbon of 28 years and the Tkufas Nisan and this planet and so on? This would require a great deal of time. We don't have time for that now. However, the fact that we make Birchas Hachama in the month of Nisan, in Tkufas Nisan, is itself fascinating. Why we don't make it in Tishrei? Why is that in Nisan? Since creation is Tishrei, so why is it in Nisan? So the Ben Ish Chai and other poskim, other tzaddikim, explain according to the Arizal. We've spoken about this in the past. You all know that there's a machlokus, there's a difference of opinion in the Gemara between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When was the world created? According to the Arizal, they're both right. Tosfos brings down also this concept. According to the Ari, they're both correct. How could that be? If the world was created in Tishrei, how could it be created in Nisan? If it's in Nisan, how could it be in Tishrei? What does that mean? So, according to the Ari, Olam HaMachshava is brought down also in Tosfos like this. Olam HaMachshava means the concept of creation. The concept of creation, or the terminology that's used in the teachings of the Ari, is actually pregnancy, or expecting. Hayom haras olam, we said in the davening Rosh Hashanah, the world was expected. Haras is a lashon of hirayon, of when a woman is expecting. That's hirayon. Hayom haras olam. So the Rizal says that Tishrei was the time of conception, so to speak, borrowing that term haras hirayon. It was the time when kivyochel the Ribbono Shel Olam conceived of creation, but the actual birth, the Leida, the Ari HaKadosh teaches us, of the world in reality, in physical reality, that's in Nisan. Therefore, the Ben Ish Chai, the Chassam Sarif, and others say they can explain. That's why, since creation actually took place Lemaisa in Nisan, that's when we count the Machzor, the cycle of the sun and its alignment with earth, and that's why Birchas Hachama is said in Tkufas Nisan. Before we begin the Halachas and the Menhagim, we need to understand the actual nature of this bracha. And here, again, there's tons of fascinating lamdas, and I began working on this a few months ago, just learning the inyan. It's a very exciting inyan, but there's no time. But the mahus of the bracha, the nature of this bracha would be best explained by comparing it to another bracha that we're familiar with and we make every month, which is what? Kiddush Levana. With Kiddush Levana. The moon's friend or competition, however you want to look at it, the Levana. Birchas HaLevana is a bracha that is made over the Hanah, the benefit that we derive from the light of the moon. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh, renews, as he spoke about Shalosh Sudas, renews, brings back that light of the moon, and we are able to benefit from that light. And in that respect, it is similar to the bracha we make every morning, to the bracha of Yotzer Or, to the bracha of Yotzer Hama'oros, that Hashem created these lights in order to benefit us, that we should be able to see where we're going, and even at night, to have this light. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simen Tov Chav Vav, at the beginning of Tzivkot Na'alef. He brings this down. And therefore, even a person who is unable to see is chayv to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana, because Sof Kol Sof, he also derives benefit that others are able to see with the light of the moon, and to help and to accompany him or her, and so on. There's also a handah from that light. This is the source of this is in the Tshuvas of the Maharshal. It's brought down in the Magen Avraham, Eli Rabin, Pri Chodesh. All the posts can bring this down. That is the definition of the Birchas HaLevana. Kiddush HaLevana is a type of Birchas HaNenin, a bracha that we make over the pleasure and the benefit that we have from the light of the moon. However, Birchas HaCham is not, according to the Poskim, Birchas HaCham is not that type of a bracha. If that would be the case, we make a very beautiful bracha of Yotzer HaMaris every morning, and Yotzer Orav Reichoshech we make every morning. So what is Birchas HaCham? It's not Birchas HaNenin, because the sunlight that we're going to enjoy in Mitzvah Erev Pesach morning, that sunlight is the same sunlight that we'll have the day before Erev Pesach, and we're enjoying it the day before Erev Pesach. We're enjoying it now. Some of you in Miami and actually had sunlight the last couple of months also, and we enjoy that every day, this sunlight. So it's not a matter of deriving benefit or enjoying as is by Kiddush Levana, but rather the bracha we're going to make Erev Pesach is over the schus that we have to be brought back to the act of creation, the great joy that we have, reminding ourselves, remembering Hashem's strength and power, and who's behind this entire project that's called time, and the world and history in our lives. It's not a birchas hanenin that I'm enjoying the benefit of the sunlight. It's on the schus of seeing that in the way that it first was, and remembering the Creator in a very powerful way. That is unique for Erev Pesach this year. It's not every single day when we make a bracha that we enjoy the sunlight, we enjoy the warmth of the sun. Reb Nosson Gestetner, Zol Gesundheit, one of the great poskim of our times, discusses this, and he asks a very good question. Chazal told us to make the bracha Oysa Maisa Bereishis. That's the bracha that we're going to make. Oysa Maisa Bereishis. Hashem is reenacting the act of creation. Since Hashem, Rav Gestetner asks that since Hashem is mechadish b'tuvah b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis, we said that this morning, that Hashem renews creation every single day. Those who are learning or have learned the Shar Yichud Amunah from the Balatanya know that creation is an ongoing second by second process. It's taking place every second. That Hashem is in the present tense, Yotzer Or. In the present tense, He's Yotzer Hama'ayus. So Rav Nosson Gestetner asks, this bracha, my separation, but we make a bracha every day of Yotzer Hama'iris. And if we're thankful for the Creator for recreating the world each day, then why don't we make the bracha every day of Yotzer Hama'iris? What we're going to be making Erev Pesach, we should make that all of the time. Since Hashem is Mechadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tov Ma'aseh Bereishis, that's what we say in davening. He's recreating the world every day. So if Gestetner explains, again, Yotzer Hama'iris, that bracha we make every day is a special bracha. It's a birchas hanenin, again, for the pleasure that we have that Hashem gave us the sun and the moon, and He renews that each day. And that's a bracha thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the hana, the pleasure and the benefit we have for that light. Masha'enikain, the bracha of Oysa Maisa Bereishis, we must remember, is different and it's unique. It's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His great power, for His might, for his koach, every 28 years, the koach, and therefore, this bracha can only be made on seeing something that we're not accustomed to seeing. It's not the same. Yotzer Hama'iris is the benefit that we enjoy every single day. The bracha that we're going to make by Birchas HaChama is a bracha over the exciting and rare event of the sun going back into that place in the heavens. That, and we're nispol. We are excited and we're thrilled and we're overwhelmed with the experience of that happening. It's not a matter of the hana that we have. It's a matter of the reality of being able to have the schus to see the sun in its original place. We're going to talk about some of these things now as we go through the halachas. First of all, Aleph, very quickly, I'm following those who have Rav Tzvi Cohen's Birchas HaChama. There's a kitzur in front, and again, I'm not saying anything new. It's just otherwise people are not, oftentimes will be too busy and not going to do it. So at least this way, in the next 40 minutes, we could go through all the basic halachas in Mitzvah Shem and all the basic menhagim. And I know I'm speaking very quickly, but it's being taped, so hopefully, you know, if someone would need to review, they could go over it. Or again, to go in any of the svarim, it's all Bez Hashem, it's all the same, with some slight nuances in some customs between svarim and Ashkenazim, which I'll mention, certain chassidim like this or like that. Otherwise, it's pretty much all the same. The beginning on Erev Pesach, the zman, the time of making Birchas HaChama, is after sunrise, after Netzach Chama. From that, ideally from the first moment that we can see the entire sphere, that we can see the entire sun. That's why it's preferable to be in a place where you're able to see that as early as possible. At some point, within a short time, you can see it from anywhere. unless you're surrounded by huge buildings and you're standing in Midtown Manhattan, where you might not be able to unless you go onto the roof or something. But otherwise, you can see it anywhere. But it certainly is especially wonderful if you're able to be near the water someplace where it's clear, and you'll be able to go and to see the sun when it first rises, because the Tchilas Hazman is really comes out 2 or 3 minutes after sunrise. That's all it takes. It actually sounds like 30 seconds. But here it's like 2 or 3 minutes till you can see the entire sphere. Therefore, we're going to be going to Mitzvah Shem. We hope, we were talking about it on Shabbos. We hope to go to the dock over here and to be able to say Birchas Hacham right after we finished, right after davening, with the daven Vasikin, and to run over there as soon as we can. Before that time of Netzach Hama, you are not allowed to make the bracha. We're not allowed to make the bracha. The time of sunrise on that day, the time of sunrise, I didn't write down here, but I don't recall right now what it is, but it's 6:28 will be the time of sunrise. So to make it as close as possible, to make it as close as possible to that time. That's the earliest possible time. When's the Seif Zman? When's the latest possible time to say this? The latest time is like this. There are different possibilities of that. There are those who hold that you have until the end of Shol Zman Yais, until the end of the third hour, which comes out to be 9:43. It is extremely important that everybody tries to say this bracha, Bez Hashem, that we should be able to see the sun, to make this bracha before 9:43. B'de'evet, if you were not able to make it before 9:43, then by 12:58, by Chatzos, to make this bracha. If you're running late with the time, it's not important then to get to a crowd or to get to some public thing, but to make the bracha before the Zman, even before that 9:43, is more important than making it publicly, although that is a matter of debate. But most poskim hold that the earlier time, the closest it is to sunrise, the better. In general, there's a din in all of halachas. Reason makdim lemitzvah, especially if you have a mitzvah, means to try to rush to do the mitzvah at the earliest possible time. Especially when we have such a mitzvah. Can you imagine chalila somebody should sleep through such a thing and not to be able to, to make that on time, to be mekayim a mitzvah that we have so rarely. So even if you can't make that earliest time of 6:28, 6:30, even if you can't, try to make it before 9:43. There is certainly a benefit to making the bracha b'roiv am, to making the benefit together with other Yidden, with other Jews. Doesn't have to be all of the Farakwa in five towns. I don't know if they're making any big events. Doesn't have to be all of Brooklyn or all of Queens, but it should be a tzibur, a kehila, a tzibur of Yidden, of Jews. It certainly is preferable to do that, and that's why the custom is for the men to daven, or if there are women that are davening, gesund to hate, but to daven together in shul, and to try as quickly as possible at the end of davening. Some even go with the talisman film. There are different customs. Some go with talisman film, some take off the talisman film, but to be able to go as quickly as possible to make the birchas hachama b'roiv am together with everybody else. There are certain places that a number of congregations, a number of kehilas get together, each place according to its own custom. Even if a person was not able to daven yet, even if you were not able to daven yet, and there is a gathering, it is kedai to run over to the gathering to be able to say the bracha together, b'roiv am, with other people, and then you could daven. If you didn't daven yet, then you could daven afterwards. If you're not able to make one of those public gatherings, it's still better for a man to be at least with two others, that there should be three men who are present. It's better. An individual certainly can make the bracha. It's not a problem according to halacha. Also, we'll see a little bit later, that ideally the entire tzibur that's gathered together should make the bracha together, out loud together, not each person separately, but we're going to, Mitzvah Shem, make the bracha together. It is brought down in some of the poskim that on those rare occasions when Birchas Hacham comes out Erev Pesach, if it's going to cause any delay as far as taking care of Bir Chometz and so on is concerned, obviously Bir Chometz, Sveichas Chometz is of the utmost importance, and one should not, not because of any public gathering, be in a situation where it's going to Chas V'Shalom be any problem with Bir Chometz. One should preferably not eat or drink anything before Bir Chasachama, but if someone's state of health or age, whatever might be, requires that, then it's obviously okay. Who's chayiv to make this bracha? This is not a chiv on the tzibur, it's a chiv on each individual Jew. A child that has reached the age of chinuch, that means from the time that our children, Bez Hashem, are able to make brachas and they're able to understand, it's certainly a wonderful thing to be mechanech them. It's a very memorable mitzvah, and it's an important mitzvah. We should try to bring the children, if they can, and if they can't get up that early, to go outside with them and to teach it to them a little bit later when we get home, that the children should all be zeiche to be able to make this bracha. One of the biggest controversies, as usual, in this area, is in many areas of halacha, is what's the nature of the responsibility of women as far as Birchas Hashem is concerned. And we have views that run the gamut. And all of them are acceptable because all of them are traced back to very great Rishonim and Poskim. It's not clear in the Sugya, in the Gemara, what's the situation here. As far as Kiddush Levana, women do not make Kiddush Levana. And the reason that they don't make Kiddush Levana, according to the Shlach Kaddish and others, they don't make Kiddush Levana because of the Pagam, because of the blemish of the moon that's connected to the sin that was initiated by Chava, and the women that go through the cycle every month, together with the moon that goes through its cycle, so that it's tainted with a certain unhappiness and a sadness, and women therefore do not make Kiddush Levana. This, as the Ksav Sofer writes, this does not apply to Birchas Hachama. So the question is, what about Birchas Hachama? So we have different opinions. There are those who say that women do not make Birchas Hachama. It's related to the general question of mitzvahs hasteishas man grama, mitzvahs that are related to time. This is very time related, and whether or not women have to or are allowed to make the bracha is connected to that entire discussion. And there are those who say, so there are many, in Rov HaOlam, in most of the world through the years, women did not make the Birchas Hachama. And you'd be hard-pressed to find women nowadays, older women who remember ever doing that in their lives. That doesn't mean that you can't. But it wasn't the way. Sephardish women really never did. And Hungarian women also never did. In Yerushalayim and in Eretz Yisrael, the women do make Birchas Hachama, and in other places, women do not actually make Birchas Hachama, but they'll gather, not together with the men, but they'll gather nearby and they'll answer Amen to the bracha of the men. But it's certainly completely acceptable for those women who would like to make the bracha. They're not getting to any dangerous territory. As far as a Sephardish woman is concerned, that should be a matter of her own kehila and the custom in the family, or to ask a shayla of the Sephardim. There are some Sephardim who are very strict about that. Others are more lenient. In Chabad, the women do make Birchas Hachama. The Chazanish held that women make Birchas Hachama. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky of Gesundheim remembers being there when the Chazanish and the Rebbetzin and the other women made Birchas Hachama, but then afterwards there was some controversy about that. Apparently there were some Hungarians back in Yerushalayim who were annoyed with that, as usually we make trouble whenever there's anything that's fun that's going to happen. So the Chazanish afterwards didn't retract, but he said that he regretted making that in public because he got into a lot of aggravation apparently afterwards. But there's no question that there's plenty of room in Halacha for a woman to make Birchas Hachama. And not only do we have Birchas Hachama, we have beautiful, beautiful tefillos, as everybody will see in the siddur, whatever they buy, or we'll have maybe photostated in Mitzvah Hashem. There are beautiful tefillos in Kippilch Tehillim, and there's also Hiratzins, magnificent Hiratzins, Chassam Seif, other tzaddikim, Ben Yishchai, beautiful things. There's no question, even a woman who has a custom, or even a woman who does not say Birchas Hachama, she says all of those things, it's not even a question. And she would just not say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. She could say Baruch Oysa Mazik Reishis. She wouldn't say Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. But as I said, there's no question that that she's able to. A person who is an avel lo aleinu, somebody who's in that time either shleishim over another family member during the year of his parents, an avel does not go to the public gathering together with everybody else. So some poskim say that he should make the bracha, or she should make the bracha alone in the house. Many other poskim say it's fine to go just to stand a little bit on the side, not to go with everybody else together, and not to go dancing with everybody, but to go a little bit on the side and to make the bracha, not to be totally away from the public event, but also not to be part of the public event. And that is the minhag. How do we say Birchas Hachama? According to halacha, it is not enough to see the light of the sun, to see sunlight. You actually have to see the sun. The guf hacham, the guf Hashem, you have to see the sun itself. So the way that we do it is as follows. You do not make the bracha while looking at the sun. When we all get together, mitz Hashem, or if someone is making it outside the house, wherever they're making it, you look at the sun for a second. You try not to look at it before. Don't go, it's a nice day, and looking at, you just go to the place, and you don't start looking at the sun before. You look for us before you make the bracha. You look up for a few seconds. You just look for a few seconds, and then you look back into the siddur. You look down. You do not make the bracha while staring at the sun. Even though you feel intuitively that's what you're supposed to be doing, but that's not what's supposed to be done. You first look at the sun, and then you look down, or you look in the siddur. And you make the bracha. You make the bracha with your eyes closed, but not while looking at the sun. But you must first look at the sun. And if you made the bracha if you just blurted out the bracha without looking at the sun at all, then you should repeat the Eisa Mas Bereshis. You should say it again without Hashem's name. Again, of course, we'll remind each other when we go there that we'll get ready, and now we're all going to look together for 1 second. We'll all look up at the sun, and then we'll look back down to the siddur, and we'll make that bracha. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll make that bracha together. If a person is in a place where there's something blocking, we didn't talk about the clouds yet, but if he's in a place where he's not able to see because of mountains or because of buildings, he's not able to see it early in the morning. If he knows that where he lives, he's going to see it before Chatzos, he doesn't have to go traveling someplace far away or to go to the ocean. If he knows how things work over there, he'll just wait until it's time, until he'll be able to see the sun from wherever he is, or to go onto the roof, or to see it wherever he is at that time. But if otherwise he's not going to be able to see it, then he should try to travel to a place, to get to a place where he will be able to. You are allowed to make this bracha, unlike Kiddush Levana that should be made outside under the moon. Birchas Hachama can be said by opening the window. You should not make it through the glass. You should open the window and look outside, but you can make it from indoors. You don't have to be under the sun. You cannot make it. You cannot make it looking into a mirror, but you can make the Birchas Hachama with sunglasses on or looking through the glass. And so on. The big problem, of course, is Hashem, and Hashem's book should help us that it shouldn't chalila be a problem, are clouds. You can't make Birchas Hachama when the sun is covered with clouds. Even if you see sunlight coming out from behind the clouds, you can't make Birchas Hachama. You have to be able to see the sun. And if it's necessary, you wait until close to Chatzos. There are those who would make it even after Chatzos, since there is a sheet in the poskim that says that you're allowed to make Birchas Hachama until Shkia, until sunset. But I hope it won't come to that, and we won't have to get into that sheet. It's a very questionable view, and the best thing, Bez Hashem, that we'll be able to make it, to be able to make it by Chatzos. If Chas v'Chalila, one cannot make the bracha because of clouds, so then you say Baruch Oysem Ma'aseh Bereishis without Hashem's name, and you say all the tefillos. Everything else you do the same, and you say all the hiratzins, all the tefillos, and do a rikud and so on, but the rikud would probably not be as fun as it would normally be, and but chas v'shalom, it shouldn't be like that. We should be able to see it very, very clearly. L'chadchila, you should only make the bracha when you see, as I said before, the entire sphere, the entire sun. If clouds are covering part of the sun, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and it's gaitnish, you know, it's just not changing. You're only able to see a piece. You're not able to see the entire sun. If it looks like it's clearing up, and it sounds like it's clearing up, or even if they said on the news that it's just, you know, within an hour or two, it's, you know, the sun's, it's going to be sunny and clearing up, then it's better to wait even a little bit later, not to make it right away at sunrise, to wait a little bit till you have the whole sun. If the predictions are not good, and it looks like it's could be getting even worse or cloudier, then it's no chachma. And even if you see half the sun or a piece of the sun, So the poskim say that it's better to chap and to make the bracha as long as you see part of the sphere. You're allowed to make the bracha lechadchila. You should wait till you see the entire sun. But if God forbid it's cloudy and the sun just peeks out for a second, I don't think it's necessary to say this that. You don't start saying all kinds of tehillims and different things and yiratzons or run back to the mikveh or something. If the sun comes out, even for a second, it's a cloudy day, then everybody right away screams out the bracha. And you could make all the other tefillahs you could say when the clouds come back. But the second, if it's a cloudy day when you see the sun, unless the predictions are very strong and it looks like it's clearing up, otherwise, if it's a cloudy day and it doesn't look good, then if you see a piece of the sun, you make the bracha. And you could say afterwards any of the yiratzins that you like. The minig is to wash the hands before. If you washed your hands before davening, you were careful not to touch in a place that would require the hands to be washed again. It's okay, but if you're just going out to be a sechama, it's a good thing to wash the hands. First, that they should be, the hands should have, should be clean, and also the covered the gewaltige mitzvah of doing that. The bracha should be said with great kavana. One should not be leaning on anything when making the bracha. One should be standing. The din is to stand when you make the bracha, not leaning on a shtender or leaning on someone's shoulder, but to be standing upright when making the bracha. And to think, hinei nimuchnam zum levarach alachama, and there's a l'shem yichud that's printed in many of the sedurim, and many of the things that they're sending in the mail or that they're printing now, that has in it a whole nusach to say. If a person by mistake said Baruch Oyseh Ma'aseh Bereishis and he didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, so there's a machlokas aposkim, and it sounds odd, but there's a machlokas aposkim if he's allowed to say it again with Hashem's name. Therefore, everybody should be particularly careful that if we have the schus to say Hashem's name, to look inside the siddur. Don't say it Baal Peh, even though it's very easy to remember, but it would be chaval to batch up. So everybody should look inside to say the bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Oyseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. Another very big question in halacha is the issue of Shehecheyanu. Of Shehecheyanu. And it's a lebedikah discussion that's found among the poskim. Now, to say Shehecheyanu, not to say a Shehecheyanu. There are those poskim who hold that you do make a Shehecheyanu on Birchas HaChama. That's the view that's brought down by the Bach over there in Siman Chavtes, and he makes a chilek. The Bach makes a chilek. Just to explain this for a second, he makes a chilek between Shehecheyanu and other brachas. When it comes to other brachas, you know that there's a general principle, what? Safek brachas lahakel. That when you have a question in a bracha, it's better not to say Hashem's name. It's better not to make a bracha. So, in general, that's a klal that we have by brachas. If you're not sure, don't say the bracha. Because we're running into a problem, God forbid, of violating the issur of Leisisa Hashem Hashem Lokecha Lashav. We could, God forbid, say Hashem's name unnecessarily. So generally, the rule when it comes to brachas is Safik brachas lahakel. However, the Bach says that Shehecheyanu is different. Since Shehecheyanu is much more a question of how that individual feels, and with this Simchas Halev, when there's joy of the heart, it's much more of a personal matter. Here, even if it's not clear, the Bach says that one is absolutely chayav al pidin, like in Birchas Chacham, it's not clear in Halacha whether there's a Shehecheyanu on Birchas Chacham. Nevertheless, even though normally you would say, under those circumstances, Safik brachas lahakel, because we're afraid that the individual should not be Ayvan Laisisa, but here, there would not be an issue with the Bach holds of Laisisa, Hashem, Hashem, HaKach, Lashav, Ki Sof, Kal Sof, there's a gewaldige Simchas HaLayit, Birchas HaCham, once every 28 years, we're going to say in one of the tefillos afterwards that Hashem has brought borders to this point. Who knows what's going to be at the next Birchas HaCham? There are many, many people who we love who are not here anymore for this Birchas HaCham. We're here at the last one. I was looking at some of the pictures in one of the Sfarim of the Tzaddikim in Yerushalayim, and the picture of the Babi Rebbe. I remember by the last Birchas HaCham, people that are not here. Hashem Baruch should help. We're so happy, we're so excited that we're zeichet to say this bracha. So, therefore, based upon this Bach, there are many posts who say that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that we have this rare opportunity to do this mitzvah. It's not an issue of Safik Brachas Lahakel or a problem of Laisisa Hashem HaKach HaShashav, and a person therefore holds that you're allowed to make the bracha of Shehecheyanu. On the other hand, the Ksav Sofer brings from his father, the Chsam Sofer, Schusi Genlein. And he said that his father taught that the ultimate tikkun of the sun and the moon is not yet. The tikkun is only going to be when Mashiach comes. We're going to talk about that in Mitzvah Shem by Shabbos HaGadol. The tikkun of Hayor Halavana. I mean, I keep on saying that, but I didn't put it together yet. Mitzvah Shem down the time. I mean, I would like to talk about that on Shabbos HaGadol. So, only then, when the Navi says Hayor Halavana Ko'or Acham Ko'or Shivus Yimei Bereishis, only then will it be that the light of the sun and the moon will be the exact way that it was at the time of creation, which is more than the sunlight that we see. It's the hidden light of creation. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer says, he brings this pasuk, and it says over there at the end of the pasuk in Navi in Yeshaya, that's in Perek Lamed, pasuk Chavav of Yeshaya, "B'yom Chavayish Hashem as Shever Amo," and that day Hashem will heal and will bandage the wound of His people. "Mochatz Makaso Yirpe," and Hashem will heal us of the terrible wound of what? Of Olam Hazeh, of all the misery and suffering of this world, where the light of the moon was diminished and the light of the Jewish people has been diminished, and we've gone through so many thousands of years of galus and tzaros. So the Chassam Sofer said that even though he agrees that it's an exciting occasion, Birchas HaChama, but it is tinged with a certain sadness that here we are again in Sof Kol Sof, it hasn't happened, and Mashiach Halavai can still be. We're not giving up. We still have a couple of weeks. But to stand there and to say Hashachiyonu b'shas ma'aseh b'chas hachama, the Ksav Sefer says that his father held not to, because at the same time that it's exciting, there's also the tsar, the anguish of the disappointment, and therefore we don't make Hashachiyonu. This view of the Ksav Sefer is found also in the writings of the Ben Ish Chai. And that is the general custom, not to make Shehecheyanu. The Sfasemis and other tzaddikim say that a much easier explanation. The reason you don't make a Shehecheyanu is because Birchas Chacham is a bracha, and you don't make another bracha on a bracha. You don't make a Shehecheyanu on a bracha. Birchas Chacham is a bracha. That's the bracha, and you don't make a bracha on a bracha. Now you might be thinking of kashas, and the Sfasemis thought of them before us, and these are discussed. We just don't have time to go into right now. And it's not only the Sfasemis that says this; there are many who hold like this. Of Chaim Palachi, other tzaddikim can say like this. Akoponim, the maskana of the poskim generally, most poskim hold not to make a shachinah, but as my father always says, a Jew has to find an eitzah, right? So we have an eitzah. But what's usually done is that the Rav or another person will put on some new article of clothing or bring a pri chadash, a new fruit, and will make the Shachiyanu out loud, and the Olam can answer Amen, and will be zeichet to hear Shachiyanu at the time of Birchas Chama. But as far as Birchas Chama is concerned, as I said, most poskim are of the opinion that a Shachiyanu cannot be said. Birchas Chama, as I said before, is exactly that. It's just the bracha. Naturally, over the years, there have been many beautiful tefillos that have been composed, that are compiled in some of the svarim. I don't know in the art school. I didn't see it, but in the svarim that have come out, Skver put out a magnificent sefer. And called Kiddush Hachama, beautiful, beautiful cipher I have here, with some diagrams and pictures from Yishalayim and other places. But beautiful, beautiful cipher with all different tefillos in the beginning and explanations of the tefillos. All of these, of course, were over time. We're not in the beginning. And as I said before, even if you can't make the bracha b'shem Omalchus, even if you don't make the bracha with Hashem's name, you could still say all of those tefillos. Now, the way that it works is that after you say Birchas Chama, and you say what all the other things that are printed in these machzarim, whatever, after you say the brachas and the tefillos, you say Aleinu L'Shabech. Everybody says Aleinu together. So that reminds us of Kiddush Levana, right? You say Aleinu L'Shabech together. And we have to be careful when you say Vanachon Lukarim and you bend down a little bit, it's brought down all the posts. You have to be very careful not to bend in the direction of the sun. That's not a good thing. So you bend away. You bow away in the other direction, not Chalila towards the sun. And after Aleinu, if there's a minion there, then Kaddish Yosem is said. There are some posts who hold that you don't make Kaddish Yosem, you say Kaddish Derabbanan. But in most places, you say Kaddish, one of the Chevra who's able to say Kaddish Yosem would say Kaddish Yosem. There are a number of Minhagim that are brought down in the Svarim. These are not requirements, optional, but it's brought down in the Poskim to wear Shabbos Dekilavushim. Some people do. Many people don't, to put on a little bit nice. It doesn't have to be Mamash Shabbos. I mean, some chassidim wear strambles, some don't wear strambles, or whatever, the Shabbos Lavush, that a person, a little bit something to put on. One should keep in mind that it shouldn't be, one thing is clear, it's better that it shouldn't be exactly like a weekday. A little bit extra, something nice to put on, to make it a little bit more yontif. I said before that those who are makbid, to make the bracha, still wearing their talis and tefillin, is brought down in the poskim to be mahara b'tshuva, to try to have thoughts of tshuva. We'll see a tefillah together where we're saying to Hashem that we're thanking Him that we lived to this time, and that we don't know, we're not worthy to live to the next one, and Hashem should have rachmanis on us, and He should give us the ability to do b'chayza b'tshuva. We should have these thoughts before we make the bracha, that we should be able to do tshuva, that we should be worthy, bez Hashem, to make it to the next one with all of our loved ones. How do we actually recite it, all of these tefillos and all of the tehillim? Does each person do it by himself, or is it done together, or is there a chazan? There are different minhagim. In some places they have the bal tefillah. Sometimes the fellow that was the bal tefillah in shul, when you get to the place where you're going to make Birchas Chama, he leads, or you could have somebody else, but usually the bal tefillah will lead the olam. Some do it paragraph by paragraph, like saying he starts off the paragraph, everybody says it, and he ends it. Some have it saying the Lam Netzach and other Kepitloch Kelodoin, to say verse by verse. There are different minhagim of how to do that. I said before that the bracha should be said with everybody. The bracha should be said with everybody together, and they should try to answer. They should try to say it all simultaneously. For some reason, a person finished before someone else. Obviously, you can answer Amen. But l'chadchila is supposed to be said. It's supposed to be said together. There's an interesting Kabbalah we have, Alpi Kabbalah, and I'm not going to explain this right now. I'll leave it up to your imagination. Maybe I'll just say one little thing. But there is a Kabbalah that's brought down for many, many, many generations, that immediately after saying Birchas Hachama, it is very good to be able to look at the face of a person whose name is Avram. To try to look in the face of a Jew whose name is Avram. No, the Gemara tells us that Avram Avinu wore a necklace, and whoever would look at that would be healed. And after he was Niftar, Hashem took that and made it and he placed it by the sun. And it has very great healing and curative powers. The light of Avram Avinu, which is the light of sun, of Chesed, Vayashkam Avram Babayker. So we have to find one of the Chevra whose name is Avram. And no extra charge, we're asking, to be kind about this, since all Avrams are very kind people. That to look in the face of a person whose name they're from. Some might not know, but there's a minhag also by Kiddush Levana. But a lot of people know that by Kiddush Levana is to look in the face of a person whose name is Yitzchak afterwards. It's brought down in Kabbalah, to look in the face of a person whose name is Yitzchak right after Kiddush Levana. But by Kiddush Hachama, Birchas Hachama, the minhag is to look in the face of a person whose name is Avram. Are there any questions? Yeah.
What about Lo'aleinu and Avel?
So an Avel, certainly, as I mentioned before.
No, I mean somebody in Shiva.
Oh, God forbid, a person's in Shiva, Mamish. So the usual custom, Chalila, in that situation is to say Birchas Hachama. I'll tell you something else. Not to say it with the whole Chevra, but to say it even in the Einain. Even in the Einain, God forbid, a person who hasn't yet buried the family member. The poskim said that even in Einain, if the burial is going to be in the morning, you could say it afterwards. That's certainly the right thing to do, but he has to be careful with chatzais. But even in Einain and Nachas Kama V'Kama, an Arvel and Shiva would say he would not. The poskim say he should not go out of the house to leave the house to go with a public gathering, but he should go right by his own house or by the door and to say Birchas Hachama. If, however, there's a suffix, if he can't say it there because of the way it is with the sun and the houses and so on, then he's allowed to, the Avil is also allowed to go someplace and to be able to see the it's bad enough he got a clap that he has to say Kaddish and to take away from him Birchas Hachama that no one's going to do that, and he certainly could say Birchas Hachama. Yes, Neil.
You said you don't like watch the sunrise. You just wait till you think it's
up. No, so there has to be. You have to have a little bit to take a look to see where it's holding, right? Take a little bit of a look, but not to gaze at it. Not to gaze at it. We try to make the bracha in such a way that we should have that second of experiencing it, and then making the bracha, as opposed to it becoming regular. Even over the course, that's how human beings are. Within a minute or two, it's already. It's not a big deal.
People make a minion on wherever they're going to be outside, or it's better to always daven in shul.
No, it's better to daven in shul. It's better to daven in shul with the kedushas beis haknesses, even though it might take an extra 5 minutes to get to a place. It's still better. The poskim say it's still not. That's a good question because it hasn't been brought up. There were some people that wanted to make minyanim by beaches and different places. I remember the last one, and there were notices that were put up. It's just so in different places that's not the mahalach. We daven in shul, and we have this year a siyum to make. It's so the siyum I think would be nice if possible. I mean, it would be good. We could take maybe a little shtender over there, and the siyum, or maybe a table to put out some of the. Anyway, this is where we could avoid having stuff in shul and to clean up. But Super Saul will deliver to the location of Birchas Hachama, okay? So that's a catered Kiddush Birchas Hachama. Big, yeah, 750 people, full spread, Birchas Hachama, right? So maybe we could make the siyum over there. Unless it's hard for some people, I don't know. It shouldn't be a hardship if there's somebody older that needs I don't know. But we'll think. We'll talk. We'll see what to do about that. But we could get a little table there and put out some of the food and to make the siyum mitzvah by the water.
Sometimes when you have the sun is out, but behind clouds, and you can actually see the sphere of the sun. You don't actually see the rays coming through, but you can mamash look up right at it. But you're not getting.
If the cloud is transparent enough, that it's not just the circumference, the circle on the outside, but you could actually see and make it out, then it's, if it's a little bit, if it's getting dangerous to wait, then you can make it on that too. But it has to be that you could see the shape of the sun. Then it's okay. If it's a thin enough cloud, then it would be okay.
You see the shape, and you don't see yellow, the brightness. So you see the
Poskimar Mekel. But it's kedai, if it's possible, it's kedai to give it a chance. Hopefully, we'll be able to. Bez Hashem, we should be able to see it. Yeah.
Where's the source for how we know where the sun was?
I said I'm not going to go into any of the. It's a very important question, and it's found in, if you look in the Svarim or in Rabbi Black's book or any of the Svarim, how that works exactly. There are different Kabbalahs and different calculations of how it goes mamish to the thousandth of a second of where it is. But how we know, we have Torah Shabbat Pe'ah Baruch Hashem. It first took place at creation. It was on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. sharp. Sharp, not chassidish. 6 p.m. That's when Hashem's Baruch put it up. 6 p.m. How that works out on Tuesday, that's when it was put up. Tuesday, 6 p.m. by Ma'aseh Bereishis. So how that adds up after all these years, every 28 years, how that works out, pink, over there in that place, that's... Where were you that Tuesday morning, of creation?
Daylight savings?
Daylight savings, yeah. So that's a very interesting discussion. You look inside this form, you'll see it. As Hashem, we should be zeiche to make the bracha with simcha, and Hashem's baruch should be mezake each and every one of us, that all of us should be healthy and well, not only to see the sun, not only to see the sun on Erev Pesach, but to see the zvicha sachama, the rise of the sun of Mashiach Sakenu, to see the face, the shining face of Mashiach Sakenu. Maybe, who knows, halavai should be that we should be able to be zeichet. If you imagine, that would be exciting. to make the bracha together with Mashiach Sakenu. The Gula Shnevi Amikas, Mehdi Amen, Amen.